This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Canada and Mexico have responded to Trump's announcement of his blanket tariff plans. We'll have more right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
President-elect Donald Trump has laid out his vision for blanket tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China. Trump recently announced on his social media platform that one of his first executive orders will be to slap an immediate 25% tariff on all Canadian and Mexican products entering the U.S. Shortly after the president-elect shared his blanket tariff plans, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he contacted Donald Trump directly.
I had a good call with Donald Trump last night again, laying out the facts, talking about how the intense and effective connections between our two countries flow back and forth. This is a relationship that takes a certain amount of working on, and that's what we'll do. It was a good call.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum stated that her country could respond to U.S.-imposed tariffs with sanctions of its own, but warned the economic consequences would be dire for all concerned. The Mexican president went on to say the main exporters from Mexico to the U.S. are factories owned by General Motors, Stellantis, and Ford Motor Company. So why apply tariffs that put them at risk? Max Cameron, a political science professor at the University of British Columbia, echoed that concern, saying that most of the daily trade volume within North America is through multinational companies that have facilities located in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
It's not clear to me that Trump has an understanding of how the economy works. Parts made in Mexico get used in plants in Kentucky. Same with Canada. If you're going to be imposing tariffs on everything that goes back and forth across the borders, you're going to raise the price on the things that you're selling to your own consumers.
Of course, only time will tell how these tariffs will end up impacting the U.S.'s relationships with Canada and Mexico in the long run. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.